what's the connection between Queen and Northwestern? You're about to find out. Now, let me introduce you to Walt Verson, who is the executive producer of this film we're going to be talking about. And Walt has worked with Genesis, REO Speedwagon, Cheap Trick, and others. He's in the entertainment business, works with Don Felder, formerly the Eagles right now. And Tony Artizzone is a Northwestern offensive lineman. Well, he was anyway. And he worked in rock and roll security. He was drafted by the Lions and played for the Bears. And he kind of moonlighted working security for Queen and also Kiss. Walt, Tony, welcome. Nice to have you here. And we're going to talk about something called Play the Game, a jock and roll story. Dave, since you're Mr. Wildcat, I'll let you begin the questioning here and make sense of all this.
All right. Well, both of these guys are former Northwestern football players, and they were at Northwestern around the time I was, way back when, and it was before the program had the success they've had over the past 30 years or so. And somehow, and I didn't know this story, and it was brought to my attention a couple of months ago, that these guys ended up as security for Queen. And so, Walt, why don't you start? How did you guys get connected with Queen, and how far did this relationship go? How long did it last?
Against all sorts of logic, from 1977 through 1982, most of Queen's on-the-road security staff, and at times the entire of Queen's security staff, was made up of Northwestern University football players.
Yeah, and well, you played for the Wildcats. I mentioned that Tony did, but you also were
on
the team, right?
Tony played for the Wildcats. I was on the team. I think that's the... I was Tony's backup for 2 years, and I admired him from close and afar for 2 years. And Dave, you said, you know, the success... Our record from 76 through 81, which was, we were 3-55-1. They've won a few more games since then. The rock and roll, and you know, both of you know, it was in the Wild Wild West stage. It was just figuring it out. Promoters were becoming promoters, and there was security company out of Milwaukee made up mostly of power lifters and bodybuilders, and one of them was a guy named Paul Hemans, which is a Northwestern football player, all Big Ten, and it Northwestern football became a fertile recruiting ground for concert security in Milwaukee, in Chicago, and Madison, and the guy who ran that company had worked for Led Zeppelin, and Queen hired him, and he brought Paul Korzelius, a recent graduate from Northwestern, also a football player, out with him. But you know, personalities mean everything, and they didn't really like the boss, but they loved the kid.
So hang on a second. Well, so Tony, you and Walt go back a long ways. How did you first get together?
Sure. You know, through football at Northwestern, and... you know, we just stayed friends ever since. You know, Walt is a couple years younger than me, played the same position in the same position room all the time at Northwestern. And then we just stayed friends after, you know, for all the years afterwards, went on tour a couple of times together. You know, one of our best memories, you know, with Walt is... what year was it with the Scorpions?
Scorpions, yeah, 85, when we flew Scorpions to New York for no reason.
Scorpions and Rock in Rio, yep. Yeah, so that was nice.
So how closely did you work with Queen? I mean, it's one thing to do security, I guess, but some of the literature about the movie shows you guys dressed up as superheroes.
We were with them. We toured with the band.
And, what years are we talking about?
77 through 82. Through the hot, as they exploded. Paul Korzelius did it 77 to 79. He brought to a teammate out with him, Doug Houck. And if you Google Freddie Mercury Superman, you'll get pictures of two Northwestern football players carrying Freddie Mercury on their shoulders. I took over the job in 1980. Paul had gone to work. He'd gotten a promotion to be a tour manager with Cheap Trick. And he said to me, they'll probably ask you to be Superman. And I was a little bit cheeky. And so when they did ask me to be Superman, I said, hadn't that played out? So if you Google Freddie Mercury, Darth Vader, I was the one and only Darth Vader. And I carried Freddie Mercury out on my shoulders every night during the American tour in 1980 until George Lucas sent us a cease and desist and we couldn't do
he
it.
He did, anymore. Huh?
Yep. He C&D'd us after it was in Playboy and Rolling Stone and a couple other places.
And working with Freddie Mercury was easy to work with?
Freddie was a sweetheart. The Freddie you saw in the movie, now that some of the fans went nuts about the accuracy of Bohemian Rhapsody, and they had to make a movie with a narrative, but it was true. Fred was a shy, retiring character, and that's what he was, kind and loving. He could be a diva. He could stomp his foot and then apologize 100 times after it. He was just a sweet, my first rock star.
Play the Game, a jock and roll story, depicts the adventures of six football players from Northwestern in the 70s, at the time the worst college team in the country, who went on to become bodyguards for rock legends Queen. Northwestern alums Walt Verson and Tony Artizzone have been working on a documentary about the world of rock and roll and security. And Tony, why didn't you pursue a career in football? You spent a little time with the Bears. How did you get off into the world of rock and roll?
Just kind of word of mouth through Walt and our other friend Paul Corzelius, since they were in the industry, and if they heard of something, you know, a gig coming up where somebody needed somebody for a weekend or a week or a month or something like that, I would do it. And so I dabbled here and there because I was at the commodity exchanges at the time. I could just come and go as I pleased. And so I would just, you know, take off for a week or a month or something like that and go work for all these different bands, and, you know, Queen being one of them.
And how did the movie Walt idea come to be?
Well, I've been in the business for a long time, and I was developing a documentary about the classic rock business and how extraordinary people still going to see 70-year-old bands while they're in their 60s. And my partner, Roland Mesa, who I've known since grade school and also went to Northwestern and then made a great career for himself in the movie industry. He was my partner on that documentary. Then we were making progress and Bohemian Rhapsody came out and made $1 billion. So friends of Roland said to him, why are you making that documentary? You should be making the documentary about your partner. And of course I said, no, that wasn't a great part of my life, even though it started my career. But we got deeper into the story, and it is extraordinary. It's extraordinary how we ended there, how we started there. It's extraordinary how we got to Northwestern. It's an American immigrant story. Some of us, that Tony and I were suburban Chicago, we knew we were going to go to a good college. Some of the other guys we played for that toured with Queen were first generations Americans going to college, first in their, you know, their parents were off the boat. They didn't know what Northwestern was. And then this detour that six of us got to do to go on this magic carpet ride working for Queen, it is an extraordinary story. But now as we get older, Fred's gone. Fred's been dead for 23 years. But we're still around, and the specter of us aging, we've lost some teammates, including one of the guys that worked for Queen, Doug Houck, to brain diseases. There's been some suicides. We've lost a half a dozen teammates. And then the specter of CTE has come in. And mm-hmm. and so we're going to examine that in the film, and the brotherhood. And one thing that's amazing about our teammates, there's about 75 or 80 of us that are in constant touch, and we're the worst team in the country at the time. There are reasons for it, which we will also get into.
Yeah, misery brings people closer together.
Yeah, I know a little bit about that. So were any of you guys still involved, like, towards the end of Queen, the, like, Live Aid, which is, of course, documented in Bohemian Rhapsody? Were any of the Northwestern guys still with him?
We weren't still there. Tony was the end of the line. Tony,
82 or 83, was it?
Well, that was 85. You were at 82, right?
Well, the Hot Space Tour.
Right.
Whatever that was. 82. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we were done. after Tony left. But I remain close and am still close with Brian May. So if there's,
what was the most difficult part of the job? Because Queen's fans being so passionate, I would imagine it was a challenge for security, right?
What was your most difficult part of the job, Tone?
To be honest, it really, you know, the fans were never a problem. I, you know, they had things always set up where the, you know, the band would come in this way and go out that way. And, you know, they'd go into the hotel this way and out the hotel that way with the limousines and everything like that. So they, at the time, there really wasn't much interaction with the fans, you know, on a regular basis, you know, when I was there.
Your documentary, Play the Game, a Jock and Roll Story, is still in production, right? When can we see this, and where would we be able to see this?
Well, nowhere yet, except in our hard drives. But it will be done. We've raised some money, and we have enough. We're going to get to a rough cut, which will be done later this summer. But movies are expensive, so we still have to do some more work in that realm. If you're interested in seeing where we are in all of that, where our website's playthegamefilm.com. But we did four interviews this weekend, and every one of them astounding and emotional. And where this story is going is just astounding. And I'm proud of it, and I'm looking forward to talking to you more when it's done.
Could you end the documentary with a Go Cats?
we may have gathered a few Go Cats along the way. You're giving stuff away here, Dave. I don't know if I
okay,
like that.
Sorry.
So the folks you're interviewing, who are they? What were their jobs? What were their roles?
Well, there are six of us who worked for Queen, and one's passed away. Doug Houck. We interviewed his wife.
Mm-hmm.
We've interviewed some family members of some of the teammates that we've lost to suspected CTE and brain-related things. We've interviewed other teammates. We've interviewed Christine Brennan from USA Today, who was the sports editor at the Daily Northwestern, and she gave us she kind of gave us a smoking gun. About how the administration kind of left us high and dry back in those days. She was amazing. Mike Wilbon, if you're listening, you promised, and we're ready for you.
The guys are ready for you.
And then we're going to go. Hopefully, knock on Formica. That the guys in Queen have been supportive, and their manager likes this project. It's about us, and they're just part of the magic carpet ride that's amazing.
We'll watch for it. Play the Game, a Jock and Roll Story. If you want more info, playthegamefilm.com. Walt Verson and Tony Artizzone, thank you. Good luck to you.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Keep us posted, and go Cats.
All right. Go Cats.